WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Today, we're tackling something that's plagued us all at some point. Self-sabotage. Ever feel like you're tripping over your own feet when it comes to achieving your goals? Like you have this brilliant vision, but then BAM. You find yourself right back where you started, maybe even further behind than before. Yeah, me too, friend. But here's the good news. Self-sabotage isn't a life sentence. It's a habit, and like any habit, it can be broken. And Stoicism, with its timeless tools for living a meaningful and fulfilling life, has got some seriously powerful strategies to help us bust through those self-sabotaging patterns. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, coffee, tea, whatever fuels your awesome, and get ready to unlock a whole new level of awesomeness. First things first. Understanding why we sabotage ourselves in the first place is crucial. We might do it unconsciously out of fear, insecurity, or even perfectionism. Think about that moment when you're procrastinating on a big project. Are you afraid of failing? Are you setting unrealistically high expectations and feeling overwhelmed? Recognizing these triggers is the first step to breaking free from their grip. Next up, intentional action. Stoicism emphasizes the power of focusing on what we can control, which is our own thoughts, actions, and reactions. Instead of dwelling on fears of past mistakes, let's channel the energy into taking concrete steps towards our goals. Think about it like this. You wouldn't build a house without a blueprint, right? Well, the same goes for achieving your dreams. Create a clear plan with specific, achievable goals and break them down into smaller, manageable tasks. And speaking of plans, they're not just about ticking things off a list, they're about building healthy routines and habits. Ever notice how we often fall back on old patterns? Stoicism teaches us to be mindful of our actions and thoughts. When you catch yourself slipping into self-sabotaging behavior, consciously choose a different path. Start with small changes like taking a short walk instead of scrolling social media when you're feeling anxious, or setting aside dedicated time for that project you've been putting off. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be setbacks and challenges along the way. Stoicism reminds us to embrace these as opportunities for growth and learning. When things don't go as planned, don't beat yourself up. Instead, analyze what happened, identify areas for improvement, and adjust your course accordingly. Think about that time you failed a test or didn't get the promotion you were hoping for. Did it derail your entire life? Probably not. You probably learned something valuable from the experience, adjusted your approach, and came back stronger. That's the power of intentional action and stoic resilience. Here's a real-life example that hits home for me. Remember when I decided to finally start writing this podcast? I had all these amazing ideas, but I kept getting bogged down by self-doubt. Who am I to share my thoughts with the world? What if people hate it? Sound familiar? Those negative voices were screaming in my head, trying to sabotage my efforts before they even began. Then I remembered the Stoic principle of focusing on what I can control. I couldn't control what others thought, but I could control my actions. So, I started writing every day, even if it was just for 15 minutes. I focused on creating content that was genuine and helpful, and I ignored those pesky self-doubt demons. Slowly but surely, the podcast started to take shape, and now here we are. So, my friends, remember this. You are capable of amazing things. Don't let self-sabotage hold you back from achieving your dreams. Use stoicism as your compass, chart a clear course with intentional action and planning, and watch yourself soar. What are some self-sabotaging habits that you're ready to conquer? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's support each other on this journey to becoming our best selves. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.